T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on this Thursday night. We'll take you up to Thursday Night Football, the Cowboys and the Saints coming up a little bit later on. But as I look at the game tonight and I look at the NFL playoff picture and I listen to WIP this week, something doesn't add up, because every time I turn on WIP or I'm driving in, listen to Mark Cerise and, you know, all their callers calling in, I feel a lot of doom and gloom around here. I mean, just a lot of doom and gloom, and I understand it to an extent. The Eagles lost to the Giants in ridiculous fashion on Sunday, where they turned the football over 4 times, and they had drops at the end. Just bad. And I understand why, if there was an excitement bubble in Philadelphia about the Eagles, I understand why that bubble was burst last week, because the Eagles lost their momentum. They lost their win streak. They lost to a bad football team. I felt the same way everyone else did. That was bad on Sunday. But I can now take a step back as Week 13 begins in the NFL tonight, and I still have not thrown in the towel. I still am holding my towel, my playoff towel, and I'm refusing to throw it in, because I still believe the Eagles can make the playoffs, and there is a very realistic path to the playoffs. But every time I listen, it's like everyone's turned the page on this year, on Jalen Hurts, and talking about, you know, we're already talking about the next quarterback here, and all the issues this team has, as if what happened on Sunday means they're eliminated. The Eagles were not eliminated from the postseason on Sunday against the Giants. They are 5-7. Has anyone looked at the standings in the NFC? Do you know who leads this pack of just, I mean, completely mediocre NFC playoff contenders? The Washington football team leads the pack. That's who's in the number 7 seed right now in the NFC. Here's who the Eagles are competing with right now to get the last playoff spot. The Washington football team, who they play twice. The Minnesota Vikings. I think that is, and they are, the best team of this bunch. I would consider them the biggest obstacle for the Eagles are the Minnesota Vikings. The Atlanta Falcons. Do you remember what happened in Week 1 when the Eagles played the Falcons? They stink. They're 5-6. The New Orleans Saints will play tonight. We watched them here 2 weeks ago. They can't play offense right now because they don't have any running backs. They don't have their star running back. No receivers. Their tackles are out, and they're playing, I mean, Mickey Mouse quarterbacks, whether it's Taysom Hill tonight or you know, Simeon when they came here. I mean, that I can't take that team seriously. The Carolina Panthers? Are you kidding me? Cam Newton? I mean, he made Jalen Hurts look last week like a competent quarterback out there. I mean, Cam Newton's terrible at this point of his career. This is the competition? And the Eagles are about to go and be a 7-point favorite on Sunday against the New York Jets. So, I mean, this is still completely wide open, and I have not thrown the towel in here. 215-592-9494. Have you thrown the towel in the postseason? Have you just kind of given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs after the loss on Sunday and, you know, kind of the up-and-down nature of this season? I haven't given up on the postseason, and I'm not trying to sit here telling you that I believe the Eagles are a great football team or they're going to go on a run to the Super Bowl or anything like that, but I look at the reality of this team. They have played better football overall for about 5 weeks now. They have had some good wins in this stretch, including against a Denver team that still has a winning record and against the Saints, which was a nice win. Like, they've played way better football. They played the Chargers right down to the end. We know where they beat up the Lions. Like, we've watched this team turn the corner compared to where they were in late September, early October. They're a better football team now than they were then. They're in the thick of this playoff race. They have the same amount of wins as the team that right now is in the last spot. The quarterbacks that they're competing against right now for the last playoff spot, and you could have your question about Jalen Hurts, but it's Taylor Heineke and it's Kirk Cousins, who's the best of this bunch. And it's, I mean, who's even starting for the Panthers? Is it still Cam Newton? Are we doing this?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, my God. Okay? I mean, this is what they're going against? It's the corpse of Matt Ryan. The guy's cooked. Like, this is the competition the Eagles have down the stretch of the season. There's no reason this team can't go to the playoffs. And, yeah, I mean, if they play like they did against the Giants on Sunday, are they going to win, you know, four of their last five games? No, of course not. They could lose a bunch of them if they play like that. But I still believe Sunday, with the turnovers, was more of an anomaly rather than something we're going to see again this week. And I look, we all have our concerns short-term, long-term with the Philadelphia Eagles, but I have not given up on this team making the playoffs because the playoffs are right there for anyone with the pulse to go and get. The Eagles' run game on Sunday, for all the consternation we have over Sirianni's play calling, over Hurts' play, over Jalen Reagor, we're just kind of dismissing the fact that they did what we asked on Sunday. They ran for over 200 yards again. Like, this run game has not been stifled once in 5 weeks. Nobody from Detroit to the Los Angeles to the Saints to the Giants. All right, since the Eagles walked off the plane and they got home from Las Vegas, nobody has come close to shutting down this run game or even slowing it down. And I doubt the Jets are going to do it on Sunday. And that will, you know, if the Eagles beat the Jets on Sunday, which they're 7-point favorites, I believe they will go beat a Jets team that, as we know, the Jets have never, ever beaten the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that will continue on Sunday. If they win this game, they're 6-7, a bye week to heal up, four games to go. One of those could be against a Cowboys team that has absolutely nothing to play for in week 18. Two against Washington, a revenge game against the Giants. It's still all there. Like, sometimes, you know, when these kind of weird playoff races happen, when we're talking about teams at the bottom of a playoff race, the Eagles could lose a game, or any of these teams could lose a game. And I understand a feeling could be out there like, all right, see, I knew it. They stink. It's over. Pack it in. It's over. I'm throwing the towel in. They can't make the playoffs. But that's not how it works in this playoff race. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs? I haven't. Because as I get ready to watch the Saints play tonight, they're in the mix. They're not any good. And the Eagles beat that team a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, three of the teams I mentioned, Carolina, Atlanta, and New Orleans, the Eagles have tiebreakers over. I mean, we have to play this thing out. I have the ESPN playoff machine in front of me. Have I been, you know, on it all day? Maybe. But, like, we got to play it out and see how this works with a tiebreaker. But I don't even think the Eagles have to win out to make the playoffs. If they could get to 9 wins, which really is going to come down to winning 3 of the next 4. Because I tend to believe that the Cowboys are going to come in here in Week 18 with nothing to play for, and that will mean Dak Prescott's not going to play in the game. So if the Eagles can win 3 out of the next 4, I think we are talking about Week 18 being a meaningful game, like going into that week with either winning in or some sort of tiebreaker scenario in which, like, all right, if this happens and that happens, the Eagles can make the playoffs. And we've had those games around here in the past. I mean, 2018... that was that whole day. Remember that when the Bears had to beat the Vikings, even though the Bears were playing their backups, and they did it, and then Nick Foles completed like 25 straight passes against Washington, and somehow the Eagles made the playoffs that year. We all know what happened with the year, you know, against the Cowboys and Romo, and all those crazy things had to happen in 2008 to get in the playoffs, and they did. I mean, there's plenty of times where a team could lose a game in late November, early December in the NFL playoff picture, and you feel like you're throwing the towel, but it's not that it's not over. I mean, and I don't think this playoff race or whatever this is, a slog to the playoffs at the bottom of the NFC, I think it's far from over. I still believe the Eagles can make the playoffs. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs? We got a little excitement here for about 2 weeks where people started to use the P word and we threw it out there, the playoffs word. And this week it feels like a lot of people have just thrown the towel back in. Tucker, where are you on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs? Have you given up the idea of it?
I mean, I never really got my towel out, if that's the analogy we're going with.
Yeah, like, you did come in here towel-less.
Usually I am towel-less.
Yeah, I'm just
especially
saying,
at work.
I have my playoff towel right here.
Are you going to bring it on the playoff bus?
Yeah, well, yes, of course. Let's not be ridiculous here.
How do you discern your playoff towel from your non-playoff towels?
It says playoffs on it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I mean, I actually have one. When I did I did a show from Chickies and Pete's on the night before the Friday night of the Eagles-Falcons playoff game, the first playoff game of the Super Bowl run. And it was like the NFL-branded, you know, like I think they were giving them away going into the stadium, but I'm not sure how Chickies got them, but they were giving them away there, and everyone was like waving the rally towel kind of thing. So, I mean, I literally have a towel with the Eagles logo on it that says playoffs.
Well, I don't. And for that reason, I don't believe the Eagles can make the playoffs. Because if you look at this team, I know that they have improved. But they've improved from a team that's absolutely dreadful to a team that's maybe mediocre. Like, I know we got excited because they won a couple games against some pretty bad teams. But quite honestly, what we saw on Sunday, we talked about it earlier this week, they did what they wanted to do. Like, I know they turned the ball over four times, and that's uncharacteristic of Jalen Hurts. But you don't think other teams looked at what they did and said, oh, we just have to let Jalen Hurts throw the ball? I mean, it reminded me, think back to when the last quarterback was here. I remember when they played the Saints, and there was that quote from Sean Payton where he basically said, like, hey, if we make this guy throw the ball 30 times, we're going to win. And everyone thought it was blasphemous and insulting. Was he necessarily wrong?
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. And the Giants pretty much did the same thing to Jalen Hurts last night or on Sunday. And guess what? The same thing happened. So, like, when they come out on Sunday and they play the Jets, are the Jets going to stack the box with, like, eight guys? Are they going to play five defensive linemen? Are they going to make sure they have at least one spy on Jalen Hurts the whole time and dare him to beat them throwing the ball? I think so. And does Jalen Hurts, who's probably going to be hobbled, have the difference right now and have a difference-making ability? I don't think so. And I think this team pretty much peaked at what they were. I think winning three out of four against those bad teams, that's the apex of the season right there. Like, even just to win nine games, like, it sounds so silly. You're asking them to win four out of their last five, even against crappy teams. This is a crappy team. Like, those teams aren't afraid of the Eagles on the schedule.
Well, and they shouldn't be, right? The Eagles are 5-7. I understand that. But I can't ignore the state of the NFC. I can't ignore who they're playing. And you're right that they're playing crappy teams. But how'd they get back in this race? By playing crappy teams. Sometimes the schedule will let you back in to a playoff race, and the schedule has. Now, they coughed it up against the Giants. And, I mean, look, if the Eagles had beaten the Giants, they'd be the front runner for this spot. They would be in the last playoff spot, and we would be talking about, I mean, I'd have you having the playoff best detailed and painted, because I would say we're going somewhere. Right now, the playoff bus is in the garage. I'm waiting to pull it back out. When can I pull the playoff bus back out? Do we have to have, do they have to be in the seventh seed? Could they be tied for it? How does this work?
I think they have to be at least over 500.
Over 500?
Yeah.
I got to wait three games?
Team that's under 500?
Three games? That's a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, we've already waited 2 years. What's three more games?
All right, you know what? Actually, I think they're going to win the next three games. Now, they might lose the game after that to Washington and go back. But I think, they're going to beat the Jets. I think they'll beat Washington here off their bye. Washington will play the Cowboys the week before. And then it's a revenge spot against the Giants. I think that's going to happen. All right, damn it. I got to wait 3 weeks to get the playoff bus
out. And that'll
out.
Be, like, right after Christmas. I don't know if we'll be here after Christmas.
Oh,
but
see? I can't even, you know what, I'll just drive the playoff bus around my neighborhood, 215-592-9494.
Say hi to Bob for me.
You know what, I mean, we all know what's going to happen. If they win on Sunday and then win the next week, I'm just going to pull the playoff bus out at 7-7. It's going to happen. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs after what happened on Sunday? Like, are you out on the idea of this team participating in a playoff game? I'm not, because I can't ignore the reality of the seventh seed, the race, or whatever you want to call this, for the seventh seed in the NFC. I can't ignore they have, for the most part, played much better football the last 4 or 5 weeks versus the beginning of the season. I can't ignore the fact their defense did play well again on Sunday, and their run game was everything we hoped for. Like, as long as those things keep showing up, I'm going to bet on Jalen Hurts, you know, not turning the ball over three times, and Boston Scott not fumbling with a minute to go. Because that's why they lost the game. They didn't lose the game because the Giants were better, because suddenly they couldn't run the football anymore, because the defense turned back into a pumpkin. No, I mean, there's certain things I know about this team now that I think will continue the rest of the way. They'll run the football effectively. They will play good defense against some very mediocre quarterbacks. They've shown the ability to do that all year long. The schedule is there for them. They have a bye week to get healthy. So I'm still there. Like, not everything I believed last week that they could make the playoffs, I still believe it. I'm not out like a lot of cowards around here who want to make me wait till they're over 500 to talk playoffs. The last seed in the playoffs might not even be over 500. It might be an 8-win.
They should be sent home. I mean, you know my thought on the playoffs. There should be a number that if everyone reaches it, they should get in.
I know, we've talked about
it. Should be like bowl games in college.
We've talked about this. There's a schedule to adhere to. You need someone in the seed to make the schedule work.
Nah.
I mean, there's networks with hundreds of millions of dollars on the line.
Okay.
Fox, hey guys, no playoff game this year. The Bears went 8-9. Sorry.
Yeah, then go complain to the Bears, not me.
No. That's
don't shoot the messenger. It's on the Bears.
It's an NFL problem, not a. I mean, screw the Bears. They get four wins. 215-592-9494. Dan is in Northeast Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Dan. What's up? What are you thinking?
I think we got to wait and see. I mean, I think we could still make it. I mean, it's week to week. Is Jordan Howard going to be back this week?
It doesn't sound like it. He missed practice again today. That knee is still bothering him. I wouldn't say it's a guarantee he doesn't play, but it's not trending in the right direction here, Dan.
You see how important that big guy is when they didn't have him last week and they needed him. You know what I mean?
Maybe it would have been him running the ball and not Boston Scott fumbling at the end. You never know.
You need one big guy. I told you that at the beginning of the year, and we didn't have it. And you've seen what happens. You know, you have to have it. But did you see the fight Saturday night?
I didn't. How was it?
Great, man. That's Stevie Fulton Jr. He's from West Philly. He beat the other champion. He's got two versions of the title, super bantamweight. There, it's a hell of a fight.
You know what? Yeah, I got to go back and rewatch it. I could do that. Yeah.
Them little guys, they really fight. You know, they don't. They're not like the heavyweights, like slow motion.
Oh no! I mean, we're talking about skilled fighters here.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the first time I seen Jeff Chandler. I'd seen his legs. He looked like broomsticks. I thought, what's this little bag of bones going to do? And then he started hitting this guy, and you could hear the thumps coming off of it. I mean, they didn't call him Jeff for nothing.
No.
Them little guys could really hit.
Oh, there's no question. There's a lot of power there. There's like a jittery energy to those guys. They could really punch.
Yeah, this kid from West Philly, he's no joke. There's two other champions in that division. I think he's going to beat them all.
You know what? I'm rooting for him, Dan. I got to go back and rewatch that. Dan, you have a great night, all right?
Thanks, Joe. See you.
There he goes. Dan, Northeast Philadelphia. Talking jittery boxers and big backs. You got something on Jordan Howard?
I mean, isn't it kind of nuts that Jordan Howard being out just disrupts this entire offense?
Well, look what happened.
I mean, I get it, right? And something I noticed, I think even from the first carry, I think Miles Sanders' first run went for a loss of one. You know who doesn't lose yards on carries? Jordan Howard. He's like third in the NFL in time spent behind the line of scrimmage, third least amount of time spent behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's something where if you're going to run the ball on first and second down every time, you can't lose 1 yard. You can't get no gain on first and second down.
Well, I think it was the first drive, right? Miles Sanders?
I think it was the very first play of the game. He lost a yard.
They ran off right tackle, and he just kind of danced behind the line and fell backwards. I think it was Lane Johnson a couple weeks ago when Howard had one of his bigger games. I think the phrase he used, he always falls forward. And it sounds so simple and, like, just dumb, but it's true. He just always falls forward.
But also, if we're going to talk about how great this team is and how fantastic this offense is, losing Jordan Howard shouldn't throw you out of whack.
See,
like, Jordan Howard was sitting on the practice squad as of 10 days ago.
Well, that was a different Eagles team. Come on, that was an RPO-based passing game. Like, they didn't know what they had there. Like, no one's calling the Eagles great. I am looking for a race for mediocrity and trying to achieve that. Why won't you people jump in? Like, that's it. I mean, look, someone's got to go to the playoffs. And I am not ready to throw the towel in on the Eagles making the playoffs because they lost a game to the dumb Giants and Joe Judge. Like, that game was ridiculous. Like, 4 days later, it's still frustrating that they lost that football game because the Giants are pitiful. That coach Joe Judge is going to be coaching high school football in Bucks County in 3 years. And they lost that game last night to him and that quarterback? It's crazy. Like, they didn't lose because the Giants were better. If they did, I'd have a different tone right now because I'd say, wow, they were worse than the Giants. They weren't worse than the Giants. They turned the ball over four times. They gave the football game away. Gave it away. That's a problem. I doubt they're going to do that to that extent again. You know, down the stretch. I mean, they'd have to really, and I mean, Howard says it's going to be a blowout on Sunday. We'll see. I am worried about Jalen Hurts without his legs on Sunday. What do we think tomorrow? Does anyone collectively care if he's limited in practice again tomorrow? I will.
No.
You don't think it's going to matter to anyone until Sunday?
I really don't. Like, I think he's, what, limited yesterday, limited today?
Yeah.
And he'll be limited again tomorrow. He'll be questionable. But, I mean, we've already heard Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts both say, in our mind, he's playing. So, I think he's going to play.
I do, too.
It's just a matter of if he's 80% or 90%.
Yeah, I just, my baseline question is, can he run? Because if he can't run, I am worried. I mean, I don't think they're going to lose the game, but I don't feel great about this offense if he can't run. And I mean, the Jets might be bad, but I doubt they're stupid. Right, they're going to figure – well, they might be stupid. It's the Jets. But don't you think Robert Saleh is going to try to figure out real quick if this kid can run or not?
Yeah, you say what you want about the Jets. Robert Saleh is a good defensive coach.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the first time they run on Sunday a run pass option or or a read option with Jalen and a running back, whether it's Miles Sanders or Boston Scott or Gainwell, and he doesn't hand the ball to them, they're going to start thinking, all right, well, he does hand the ball, doesn't keep it. They're going to say, okay. And then next time, maybe they don't crash the defensive end, and they just say, all right, Jalen, you keep it, see what happens. And he doesn't run again. You know what they're going to realize? He's not running today. And that changes fundamentally everything about the Eagles' offense. That I worry about. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. We got a lot to talk about here. Well, I got some props for you for tonight for the Thursday Night Football game. A couple I really like. On FanDuel. So we'll hit those in a little bit before Thursday Night Football. Cowboys and the Saints. It's a weird one tonight. I think you got to root for the Saints. Even though the Saints are in this playoff race with the Cowboys, you got to think bigger picture. I doubt the Eagles are going to catch the Cowboys in the NFCs. I want the Cowboys to come in here week 18 with nothing to play for, with the division wrapped up and no worries. I think tonight is a night you root for the Saints. I'm not worried about them big picture in this playoff race. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We'll come back. Your phone calls on the Eagles and the idea of them making the playoffs. Have you thrown the towel in? Have you given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs? I have not. Tucker has. 215-592-9494. Let's say hop aboard. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Basketball fans celebrate the NBA's 75th anniversary season on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers can place their first bet risk-free, and if you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. Look, you have player point totals, rebounds, assists, money line, over-under. You put it together, and you have yourself quite a parlay. That's why I bet on FanDuel. Look, you can you can hop on there right now. It's so easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. They're now accepting Venmo. There's odds boosted specials every day and some big super boost each weekend. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. There's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Jillio to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 to make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code G-I-G-L-I-O.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass as the music abruptly stops here.
That was the end of the song. Like, that was it.
Oh, we got to be done? I have a timer now?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, we used to, sometimes we'll let it play a little bit and then we'll kind of hop in. I guess we got to be more timely now back from the breaks. All right. Noted as things change. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard here. I have not thrown the towel in on the Eagles making the playoffs, have you? I mean, Tucker doesn't even have his playoff towel, which is disappointing. At least I literally have a playoff.
Still in storage.
Yeah, we got to get you a playoff towel. I have one, and I haven't thrown in the towel. I mean, I still believe this team can make the playoffs, in part because they're a better team now than they were 4 or 5 weeks ago. The Giants lost, obviously a blip on the radar there, and a negative, but I can't pretend that they didn't run the football again for 200 yards. I can't pretend their defense didn't play well again. Those are the two things that are going to carry them. Their run game, their offensive line, and their defense playing well against not great quarterbacks. That's their formula. And that formula didn't go away on Sunday. They just turned the ball over 4 times. The schedule has a lot more of what we're talking about. Games they should be able to run. Games their offensive line could dominate. Games their defense is not going to face a great quarterback starting this Sunday against Zach Wilson. Maybe one day Zach Wilson will be good. That day's not today. I would say, based on what I've seen this year, Zach Wilson is the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he's just played that way. not saying he's not talented. He was a second pick in the draft, but he's not good right now. And I think this is another game where the Eagles could take advantage of a poor quarterback. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the Eagles and their chances to make the playoffs? I haven't. We'll get to some props I like for tonight's game coming up as well in a few minutes. Ben is in Montgomery.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Ben, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Listen, I think the Eagles are going to go all the way.
To where?
The Super Bowl.
In what year?
This year.
This season?
This season.
How, Ben?
I think they're going to come and shock the world.
But, like, how? How are they going to do this?
I think what's going to happen is I think Jalen Hurts is going to come back, and I think they're going to come back the run game. They're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
So, like, they'll make the playoffs, like, beat the Cardinals, beat the Bucks, beat the Packers. Yeah.
I think they can do it.
Ben, I hope you're right. I mean, it would be an incredible story. I feel like it might be a little bit over the top right now.
I think the underdog story in 2018, they did it, and I think they could do it.
Yeah, but they really and Ben, listen, I love the enthusiasm. I mean, Ben has got energy. Sometimes I feel like I try to bring a lot of energy. I drink a lot of coffee to have artificial energy for everybody on the air. That guy has energy.
I think he has me convinced.
He doesn't have me convinced.
I mean, like, all you have to do is beat Arizona, who's never won anything in the playoffs. You beat Tampa Bay, who you've beaten Tom Brady in the playoffs before. You already played Tampa Bay early in the season.
Plus, Tampa Bay in cold weather, we all know that story.
Yeah, that's not going to work. And then if you go play Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers is notorious for choking in the playoffs, hasn't made it back to a Super Bowl in over a decade.
Well,
Sign me up.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I find interesting? That I'm trying I can't convince you they're going to make the playoffs, but Ben starts yelling, and you're in on the Super Bowl run.
I mean, did you hear him yell, "What's up, guys?" That was it. I was in.
I did.
Was hooked. Whatever he was selling, I was buying.
Well, I'm just going to throw this out there because I always want to make our listeners as happy and as rich as they could be. If you believe in Ben and you believe what Ben just told us there, you know you can get the Eagles at 100-1 right now to win the Super Bowl, 100-1. So I'm just saying, if Ben is right, 100-1 odds is pretty darn good on that. Let's talk to Joe in Malvern. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Joe. What's up tonight?
Well, I'm calling up to eat a little crow myself because I've been on your case about Jalen Hurts and other things. And, you know, I enjoy our conversations, and it's always pretty cool, and it's fun. But I said Jalen Rager was going to be a good receiver, and he stinks.
Well, he doesn't just stink, Joe. He's at the bottom. Like among wide receivers that get to play, right, like starting wide receivers, I think he's one of the worst in the entire NFL. That's how bad he is.
I'll give you that. But then I was watching the game, and I was listening to the WFP earlier today, and what they were saying on the Johnny Marks was saying, and I agree with one of the things they said. But we have Tim Tebow as our quarterback. That's who we have as quarterback.
Nah, he's better. He's better than Tim Tebow.
He's not better than Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is way better than him.
Joe, he's significantly better than Tim Tebow.
Okay. We have Tim Tebow as the quarterback, Joe. I mean, the guy, he runs to the right all the time. Mm-hmm. He throws 38% of his passes are completed over 20 yards. That's all, 38%. He never runs to the left and throws. So if you're a defensive coordinator,
but that's not true. But that's not true. Did you watch the game against Denver where he moved to his left and completed the pass to Goddard?
Yeah, that was one of the few times I saw him.
Joe, you're right. Rarely is the word. He rarely does it. But to say never, you just sound like you're not paying attention. He just did it 2 weeks ago.
I am paying attention, but I mean, when you do it once out of 30 times, I mean, that's almost never.
Almost, yeah, rarely, right? The word is rarely. But to say he's Joe, it's ridiculous to say he's Tim Tebow. Like, Tim Tebow completed 47% of his passes. Jalen Hurts, that's Joe. Jalen,
50% after the second half.
Joe, stop with the after second half Thursdays on sunny days. He has a 63% completion percentage this year. 63.
Joe, can he throw the ball?
Yes, Joe. Yes, okay. He could throw the football. Are you comparing him to who? Like, can he throw the ball like Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers?
When they need a first down, when they got to throw the ball over 10, 12 yards, the chances of him getting a completion and making a drive go aren't really as good as the other quarterbacks I see in the NFL. When I watch a game, my own eyes tell me, we got a guy that can maybe might win a playoff game, but he's never going to go to the Super Bowl.
And how many guys, Joe, I love this conversation. Like we live in like la-la land. How many quarterbacks in the NFL at any given time do you have that conviction about?
I just want a better chance, and here's another thing.
Well, that's fine,
about.
But wait, Joe, that's fine. I think we all want the best chance possible. But like, this isn't reality that you just throw away young quarterbacks that have some ability because they're not special. Guess what, Joe? Where's the special quarterback coming from?
You gotta go and draft one or do something because like
no. Wait a second, draft who?
I like a lot of the guys that are in college. You don't. I do.
So you think there's a quarterback that's coming out this year that you know you can win a Super Bowl with?
Well, you don't know, but they look like they're better throwers and better runners than the guy that we have.
Better runners? Who's a better runner?
The dude from Liberty is a really good runner.
Joe, get out of here with Malik Willis.
But he can throw the ball, too.
Joe, he stinks. Did you watch him when he played the game in the SEC? Did you watch him when he played Ole Miss?
Yeah, I did. He wasn't that good, that guy.
And what did Jalen Hurts do? What did Jalen Hurts do in the SEC? He went to the title game.
The guy that was playing on Ole Miss, I really liked him, too.
Yeah,
I
think he's going to be an NFL quarterback, Corral. Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, I really like him. And also, here's the thing. They were talking about in the show before you. What happens if Jalen Hurts is giving you signs that he might not be that guy? So you're going to go a whole nother year and wait to see if he is, and then you're going to have to go get another quarterback? You're talking 4 years down the line before we even have a chance to do
what
anything.
Are you talking this about 4 years?
Me right now he can't throw the ball down the field.
What 4 years? Like, what are you talking about 4 years? It's the second year of the NFL.
If we give this guy next year to play, Hurts next year again,
right,
and he turns out to not be the guy, then we're going to have to draft another quarterback the following year, and then we're going to have to wait for that rookie quarterback to come into his own.
So, Joe, let me ask you a question, because I think it's just like this black and white thing with Jalen Hurts has to look like a Super Bowl quarterback now, otherwise you dump him. It's just stupid. Joe, if you...
I don't think he can throw the ball over 20 yards with any consistency.
Listen, I'm not telling you is a polished quarterback right now as a passer. He's not. I don't think the Jalen Hurts that exists today can win a Super Bowl. We're on the same page there. He's just not that good right now to that level. But quarterbacks get better. This is his second year in the NFL.
But what do you see in this guy that makes you believe that he's going to be able to throw the ball over 30 yards and with any kind of accuracy? Because all I've ever seen is inaccurate.
Joe, how many quarterbacks in the NFL throw the ball over 30 yards consistently with accuracy? How many? None. Well, you watch the NFL, in the modern NFL?
Yards is usually is the line where it starts, and then it's longer after that.
Joe, it's between
10 and 17 yards.
Right, and he does that well lately. I mean, he's done that way better the last five.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, the Charger game, all his throws were basically between 10 and 20 yards. All his throws that game. And that was a good game by him. But Joe, here's my point that I think everyone misses that thinks like you, and I didn't hear exactly what the conversation was when you jumped in the afternoon show that you're talking about today. Like, you also could set yourself back by trying to overcorrect. Let me give you an example. Like, I know you already want to move on, and you want to draft a new quarterback because you don't want to waste time with Jalen Hurts. That's your prerogative, and I get that.
Right.
But Joe,
right,
you also could find yourself, like, let's say they go in the draft this year, and there's no one that's like that great, right? There's no Andrew Luck in this draft. But you like some guys. Maybe I don't like them as much. And then you draft a Kenny Pickett or Matt Corral, and that guy turns into Daniel Jones. What do you have then? You have 4 years wasted.
We're done.
Right.
But can I ask you something?
Go ahead. Let
me ask you a question now. Where was Jalen Hurts drafted, and what was the reason why? He was drafted as a backup quarterback to the dude that split the scene already. He was drafted as a backup, not as a starter.
Right, but I could say the same thing about guys like Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson. I mean, any quarterback not drafted in the first round is drafted.
No, I didn't say that. I said just because you can be in another round and be drafted as a starter.
But those guys weren't, and they had long, productive careers. Nick Foles drafted as a bat. Like, anyone drafted beyond the first round is likely not drafted as a starter originally.
Well, Russell Wilson was.
No, but... he was not.
He's won one Super Bowl, so I got to give it to him. Kirk Cousins hasn't won anything, even though he's a pretty accurate passer. Would you say he's a better passer than Jalen Hurts?
Kirk Cousins? Yeah, of course he is.
I just want a guy that can pass like that and run like Jalen Hurts. What's the matter with that?
Joe, nothing's the matter, but you're describing an MVP. Like, where are you getting this guy?
I think the dude from the San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers is like that.
Joe, I'm with you. Joe, I would take Justin. Joe, I appreciate him. I would take Justin Herbert over Jalen Hurts in a heartbeat. Do we realize how hard it is to get the quarterback? Like, Joe just said he wants someone that could throw like Justin Herbert and run, or throw like Kirk Cousins, whatever, and a very accurate quarterback, and run like Jalen Hurts. Who is that guy?
He doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist. I mean, I guess the closest thing was prime Russell Wilson. Like, what are we looking for? What are we expecting the Eagles to have at quarterback? Am I losing my mind, or is this not exist? Like, if you say the Eagles need to upgrade to win a Super Bowl over Jalen Hurts, I'm not going to argue with you. This guy right now is not a Super Bowl quarterback. We'll see if he ever gets close to that. But where are they finding that guy? I don't know.
I mean, certainly not in this draft.
No. And if you want to trade for that guy, and we can make a good case that Deshaun Watson is probably the closest thing to that guy, well, you're then accepting a lot of stuff you don't want to accept off the field. I certainly don't want to root for Deshaun Watson, and we'll see what happens with his legal case. But you're also giving up. I mean, there's, according to the last reports that were out there before the trade deadline, the Texans were still demanding 3 first-round picks and 2 players. So, yeah, I mean, maybe that our last caller is looking for, like, this Deshaun Watson kind of guy. Okay, fine. All 3 first-round picks. And let's say they say, give us Josh Sweat and give us Landon Dickerson, too. You doing that?
Probably not.
I'm not either. So, like, we're back to...
I mean, Josh Sweat sucks. Can we talk about that?
I was just trying to put out a young player. He's been a disappointment.
Good thing they paid him, though.
Got ahead of that one, Howie.
Good job.
I still like him, though. I don't think he's bad. He just hasn't done enough this year. Like, I don't feel about him like I feel about Derek Barnett. I'm ready for the Derek Barnett experience to be over.
He has been playing better, though. I know we all made up our mind. I know he's not going to be here next year. He has been making plays.
Are we sure he's not going to be here next year?
Coach, I keep thinking that. I keep thinking, like, everyone's so convinced that he's not going to be back. He might be back.
If his he's not going to have a gigantic market, right? He has a slim, I mean, his resume is not like he has got 30 career sacks. Right?
No, I mean, the best thing on his resume, he was a first-round pick.
Right, so it's not like he's going to be offered $15 million a year on the open market. I doubt that. I mean, if the Eagles, and we'll see what happens with the draft and who they end up with. I was reading some mock drafts. They had Kyle Hamilton was the first one. They drafted the safety out of Notre Dame. They took, what else was in that, the mock drafts a couple days ago? There was a linebacker in there, which probably isn't going to happen. And then maybe an offensive lineman or defensive tackle. But, like, they're probably not going to be able to get Hutchinson from Michigan. He might go number one. Or Thibodeau from Oregon. So the top 2 pass rushers are probably not going to be there. There is a chance that they end up with more of, like, an interior pass rusher or defensive lineman. I mean, I'm already, like, painting a picture where they don't get a true rush end in the draft. They improve the interior of the line, like Fletcher's replacement. And they get a safety in a corner or whatever. And they don't get a defensive end, so they bring him back.
Yeah, I can see him coming back on a 1-year deal.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say the idea of him staying is not shocking to me. I'd put it at like 80% that he leaves.
What's the WIP reaction? Day one of free agency.
Is that their first move? Re-signing Derek Barnett?
1-year deal. They know him. He plays
hard.
They
tweet out the video of him recovering that fumble in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh,
so people can't get upset.
I mean, what other highlight are they going to use?
Nothing.
That's it. That would be the highlight. Yeah, I would say it's probably, like, 6 weeks ago, I would have thought we were trending towards 20-80. 80-20, he's not here. Like, there's probably little chance he's coming back. I'm moving towards 50-50. As their picks move away from the top, right, they have Miami, the Colts, and their own pick. We're trending towards all 3 picks could be outside the top 10. Miami has the Giants this weekend. Miami's won, what, 4 in a row now? And they have the Giants this weekend, possibly playing Mike Glennon. Probably going to be a Miami win. The Colts have the Texans on Sunday. That looks like a pretty easy Colts win. And the Eagles have the Jets on Sunday. I think by Monday, we could have 3 picks, none in the top 10.
Sad.
Yeah. Does it hurt Mock Draft
Someone
Mania?
Someone needs to start tanking around here.
Does it hurt Mock Draft Mania? That's what I need to know.
It does.
There's still 3 picks. You're saying it's not as cool without a top 10 pick?
Yeah, I mean, once you're outside of the top 10, and I think it makes it worse when both the Giants and the Jets currently both have 2 top 10 picks.
Yeah. You know what we're going to need for Mock Draft Mania? I'm putting the plea out there for everyone who makes mock drafts. We're going to need, like, wheeling and dealing. Like, the Eagles trade up, they trade for someone else.
Let's get creative, mock drafters.
Yes, because, you know, as we know, when the season ends, Mock Draft Mania for 3 months around here. 215-592-9494. In a couple minutes, I will give you my favorite place on my FanDuel Sportsbook for the game tonight between the Saints and the Cowboys. I want to clarify something I said. I got a message here. I think I misspoke. I think I kind of twisted myself around before the last break when I was talking about the game tonight, because I got a message saying, why would you want the Saints to win if you want the Cowboys to come here week 18 with nothing to play for? That is fundamentally conflicting. This guy, not sure his name, but he's right. It is fundamentally conflicting. Here is my perspective tonight. I'm rooting for the Cowboys. I think with the Eagles loss on Sunday, the dream of them coming back to win the East, it's pretty much dead. I don't think the Eagles can come back and catch the Cowboys. So now my objective is this. I'm not worried about the Saints, whatever. But my perspective is the Cowboys. And if they can clinch the division, and you know what? I don't care if they have the number one seed or whatnot. I don't think they're going to get it. But I want the Cowboys locked into their playoff spot with nothing to really play for when they get here for week 18. Because I think as I play this out, and I've been on the playoff machine a bunch here, as you play it out, there's almost no path for the Eagles if they can't beat the Cowboys in week 18. I mean, that they're going to need that game. They're going to need it. I mean, I suppose they could win the next four and then lose that one, though I think they're going to need that game. So I think the best path for the Eagles to make the playoffs is the Cowboys to wrap up the division, win the East, be locked into whatever playoff spot they're going to be in, and not play Zeke, and not most especially not play Dak Prescott, and not play anyone of note, and kind of let the Eagles in the playoffs in week 18. And we've seen this before. I remember might have been Rex Ryan's first year with the Jets. I think it was the Cincinnati Bengals just let the Jets in the playoffs. And then the Jets went and beat the Bengals the next week in the playoffs. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Remember when the Bears let the Eagles in the playoffs because they actually played their starters against the Vikings?
It was the opposite. They played hard with their backups and won.
Right.
Right. In a way, you think by the way they played that game, like by the people they put out there, they were trying to let the Vikings in. Vikings couldn't take advantage.
No.
Yeah. Would it take a little juice out of that game? Week 18, like a win and in for the Eagles? Or like, you know, if they win, they have a real chance based on the tiebreakers that day if they're playing Cooper Rush?
Maybe. But also, I don't think no one ever apologizes for making the postseason.
Never.
Right? Like, it may lead to a little bit less anxiety Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, maybe if they flex it to Sunday night. But no one ever apologizes for it, right? Like, if they were to win and make the postseason, in 3 months, no one's ever going to say, well, we only made the playoffs because of Cooper Rush. Everyone's going to be like, well, remember we made the playoffs last year.
Well, no one should apologize. I mean, look at last year with Washington. They won the NFCs in part. Now, I don't know what would have happened. I mean, Jalen Hurts was not playing very well that game. He had two picks, I think, 72 yards through third quarter.
He ran for two touchdowns, though.
He did, and they were in the game. But, like, was Washington, did they not take the division title because Nate Sudfeld came in the game? No, they took it, and they hosted a playoff game. And
they should have done the honorable thing and given it to the Giants.
I would have vomited if like, it's one coach is crying and everyone's handing him the division title. I wouldn't have watched the playoff game.
I just think if Ron Rivera was a man of honor, he would have handed the division title to the Giants.
Well, the real question would then be, would Joe Judge have accepted it, or would he have said, no, I can't accept this, and still rip the Eagles?
That's a tough one. I mean, I think we're just beating around the bush. The NFC should have forfeited their playoff opportunity last year.
I said this last year, and everyone got mad at me. When the Eagles started struggling and the whole division went to crap, I said it doesn't deserve a playoff team. Or I think my perspective was they shouldn't get a home game. Something. I mean, that division last year was pitiful. For as bad as it was last year, and everyone still rags on it, this year's division is not as bad as last year's. It's not even close. The Cowboys are obviously a pretty good team. And I even look at the Washington and the Eagles. I think there's a chance one of those teams makes the playoffs. This division could have two playoff teams. This division is considerably better than it was 1 year ago. And we know last year it was pretty darn bad. All right. FanDuel Sportsbook, a couple times a week, we always throw our favorite props at you. Tomorrow night, we will give favorite props for the Eagles game against the Jets. I am not sure tomorrow. I'm already having a dilemma here because I have hit on Jalen Hurts' rushing total over for like 5 weeks in a row. I mean, it's like FanDuel's making it too easy with these props on Jalen Hurts. Now, I don't know what they're going to do when they post the Eagles-Jets props on – they usually post them on Friday morning or so for the Sunday games. And Hurts has been, you know, around 45-ish, 46-ish. Maybe it jumps to around 50 by kickoff every week. It doesn't matter how many yards he runs for the week before. They just keep it there. And it's just become, it's like easy. It's like, all right, well, he's going to run for 55 or 60 or 70. He ran for 77 last week. And that was really in about three quarters because he didn't run after hurting his ankle early in the fourth quarter. So that was easy money. I doubt they're going to put it as high this week. I don't know what they're going to do with Jalen Hurts' rushing prop, if it's even going to be one you could take. So we'll have that tomorrow night. But as far as tonight goes, and my favorite rushing props, or just props for the game tonight. So it is the Cowboys 6.5-point favorites over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Total on the game is 45.5. I got a couple for you. We'll see if Tucker's in on these or he's got his own. I am looking at Dak Prescott tonight, Tucker, under 8.5 rushing yards. If you look at his game since he came back from his calf injury, he doesn't run. Like, if we're talking about one or two attempts a game, he's not taking off. He's not running. And we know, you know, he doesn't run like Hurts, or he doesn't run like, you know, mobile quarterbacks. But he's got athleticism. When he was younger, he ran more. But, you know, he would always be a guy that he could run for 20 yards in a game. He could run for 15 whenever he really wanted to because he has athleticism. I don't think he trusts his calf right now. I would go under Dak Prescott 8.5 rushing yards tonight.
Yeah, the one thing that would worry me is if you look at the last two quarterbacks New Orleans played, Josh Allen rushed for 44 yards
right
on 8 attempts against them on Thanksgiving. We obviously know what Jalen Hurts did the week before, rushing for over 65. Marcus Davenport, I believe, is out again tonight for New Orleans. They may try to get him going, but I don't know if Dallas necessarily needs him to run the football. Like, when you have Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott, and Dak Prescott is a precision passer like he is from the pocket.
Right.
I don't think they necessarily need him to run. Like, I think if his calf is still an issue, then yeah, I would take the under on that.
Yeah, so I like that one. I also like the over Dalton Schultz, the tight end for the Cowboys at 40.5 yards. He's become kind of a bigger part of what they do there. He had around this number last week, I think, on Thanksgiving, and he also dropped a pass. Like, he could have had more. So I will go Dalton Schultz over 40.5 yards. I like that one for the Cowboys tonight. And then I'm going to take a touchdown prop. How do I not take Taysom Hill? He's almost a 2-1 on FanDuel, his odds. Plus 195, Taysom Hill to score a touchdown tonight in this game. I have to take that one. I mean, they don't
have... Pretty sure he ran for a touchdown in every start he had a year ago.
And they don't have any weapons right now. I mean, we know he's not a gifted passer. He's going to use his legs a lot. But it's not like they have, like, there's no Michael Thomas out there. There's no Alvin Kamara. Now, Mark Ingram could certainly steal a touchdown from him if they're inside the 5-yard line, but for the most part, if you have Taysom Hill on the field, you might as well use him. I mean, it's almost, in a sense, Jalen Hurts-ish that his rushing prop in almost any game is probably a good idea. And at 2-1 or almost 2-1 plus 195, I am in on that. So I'll go with the Taysom Hill anytime touchdown scorer. I will go with Dak Prescott under his rushing yards, Dalton Schultz over his receiving yards. I don't have a great feel on the game. I believe Dallas is going to win, but that number's crept up a lot. 6.5? Think they blow him out tonight?
I don't know. It's tough because I think Taysom Hill does add a new dimension to that offense. Like, I don't think the New Orleans offense is necessarily dangerous without Alvin Kamara or either of their starting tackles, but at least Taysom Hill can run the football. Right? Like, he does give you some sense of danger
right
back there that Trevor Siemian didn't. I mean, Trevor Siemian can play if he has weapons around him. We kind of saw that when he first showed up and first filled in for Jameis Winston, but without those guys on the field, I mean, their offense is completely cooked.
Yeah, they've been bad. I mean, even last week against the Bills, like, that game was just atrocious. They scored 6 points in that game. I do think tonight that the first game with a player like Hill could be a little boost. There's not much tape this year. He hasn't played. Though he has a foot injury. I'm not, like, I don't even know what he is right now. Can he run and move like he normally does?
It's weird because he was a full participant. Like, we're talking about Jalen Hurts being a limited participant in practice this week.
Yeah.
He was a full participant all week last week and then didn't play a snap.
What are these teams doing with this limited full stuff?
I don't know.
Game in the system a little bit? Gamesmanship?
Maybe. I mean, if you want to have a fun time, go look at what Bill Belichick does with these practice reports every week.
Puts everyone on.
He puts 28 guys on, limited every day, questionable on Saturday.
I think he's doing it to spite people like you, honestly.
100% he is. Yeah, it's the most frustrating thing in the world.
He's just spiteful.
I'm on to you.
He's just spiteful, that Bill Belichick. All right, coming up next, Thursday Night Football, back tomorrow night to get set for the Eagles and the Jets on Sunday. You have a great night. Cowboys Saints up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And hey, it's Joe Giglio. Football is finally back, and your picks could be worth $10,000 with a Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today by texting picks to 20357 and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter. Pick the most games right throughout the season, and you could win $10,000. Sign up now by texting picks to 20357. That's picks to 20357. $1,000 up for grabs each week and $10,000 at the end of the season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.